Occupy protesters now being challenged by local law enforcement, governments, and some judges deciding whether or not they continue with their protests, both in Canada, even very close to me, and the United States. One has to wonder, does freedom of speech allow what they're doing? What does freedom of speech mean to you? Does it make it legal for the protesters to take up camp, so to speak, in public places and say what they mean to say? The protests, as we all know, have been havens for criminal activity, unsanitary conditions. You name it, it has happened at some of these places. So does one or two rotten apples in the basket make them all wrong? Or is there a place for protests? Don't get me wrong, I'm not against freedom of speech, but taking it to a public park where maybe a mom and dad want to take their little child, or a bunch of veterans want to remember the fallen comrades, is just taking it too far. I hope the courts do decide that freedom of speech does not mean to occupy a public park. Let the protesters protest peacefully between the hours when the park is open. Don't allow them to camp and squat there. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Some places are kicking them out. Some places are afraid to violate their rights. But what about the rights of those of us that don't want them there? I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.